Turn again to Leviticus chapter 23.
我们再一次看利未记第23章。
And we're going to read verses 4 to 8.
我们要念4节到8节。 利未记23章第4节起。 耶和华的节期就是你们到了日期要宣告为圣会的，乃是这些：正月十四黄昏的时候，是耶和华的逾越节；正月十五日是向耶和华守的无酵节。你们要吃无酵饼七日，第一日当有圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。
Now these verses bring us to the first two of the feasts which were kept each year, and we should notice that these are, first of all, the Passover in verse 5, which is followed immediately by the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
这几天圣经里面，那我们看见，除了安息日以外，每年有七大节期的头两个节期。第一个就是逾越节，是第五节讲到。然后紧接着在第六节，这里讲到无酵节。Now
the Passover was a very, very important festival for the Jewish people, because it marked the time of their deliverance from the land of Egypt.
逾越节是以色列人非常非常重要的一个节期，因为这个节期就表明纪念他们怎样从埃及为奴之家蒙救赎出来。And
we're going to read about that now by turning back to the book of Exodus, chapter 12. And we're going to read verses 1 to 15.
现在我们要回到出埃及记第12章, 在那里我们可以看见以色列人出埃及的故事。以色列全会众说, 本月初十日, 个人要按着户家取羊羔, 一家一只, 若是一家的人太少, 吃不了, 一只羊羔, 本人就要和他邻戈壁的邻舍共取一只，你们预备羊羔要按着人数和饭量计算，要无残疾一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取都可以，要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要取点血涂在吃羊羔的房屋 左右的门框上和门楣上，当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃，不可吃生的，断不可吃水煮的，要带着头、腿、五脏，用火烤了吃，不可剩下一点留到早晨。若留到早晨，要用火烧了。你们吃羊羔 当腰间束带，腿上带血穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃。这是耶和华的逾越节，因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神。我是耶和华，这鞋要在你们所住的房屋上做记号。我一见这鞋，就越过你们去。 我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上灭你们。你们要纪念这日，守为耶和华的节，作为你们世世代代永远的定例。你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为从头一日起到第七日为止，凡吃有酵之饼的，必从以色列中
Now you'll see there in these verses that we have from verse 1 down to verse 13 the way in which the Lord taught them about the Passover, and then in verse 14 and 15 we have this Feast of Unleavened Bread.
所以在刚才我们读的圣经十二章从第一节到第三节，我们看见这是逾越节的吩咐，十四节十五节是无酵节的吩咐。
So there were these two festivals, Passover, unleavened bread, but there is also a third one, and we find the third oneIn verses 1 and 2 of chapter 13, which we'll read also.
那么这两个节期是紧连着的，另外还有一个第三个节期跟这两个节期也密切相关的，那就是在第十三章第一节第二节所讲到的初熟节。耶和华晓谕摩西说，以色列中凡投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都是我的，要分别为圣，归我。耶和华对百姓说，你们要纪念从埃及为奴之家出来的这日，因为耶和华用大能的手将你们从这地方领出来，有酵的饼都不可吃。
Now it is very interesting that the dedication or the consecration of the firstborn is associatedwith the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
我刚才讲错了，不是初熟节啊，是这个奉献头生的，是十三章第一节第二节，把头生的分别为圣。那么这三件事情是连在一起的，就是逾越节、除酵节、无酵节，还有这个奉献头生的。
The firstborn of the animals were to be given to the Lord for sacrifice.And the firstborn of the males were to be specially God's property for his service.
头生的牲畜要献为祭，杀掉献给神。头生的男孩子，要来侍奉神。
And presently, in a short while, we'll see the significance of this.
那么等一下我们就要看到这些的意义。
Now, we're going to think for a moment or two about the meaning of the word Passover. In English, it is very obvious, perhaps also in Chinese, it means to pass over or to spare.
首先我们要思想逾越节的这个逾越两个字，在英文就是容许它过去，让它过去，那么在中文就是越过去，跳过去。
In Egypt, God came in judgment upon those who disobeyed him, but he passed over his people who were sheltered by the blood.
在埃及，神降下灾祸来给那些不顺从他的埃及人，但是他越过那些敬畏他的以色列人。
Now last night we saw that in the Sabbath we have the idea of God wanting to give us rest.Both rest for our bodies and rest for our spirits. But in the Passover, the idea is that God wants to save us or to deliver us from His judgment.
昨天晚上我们讲到头一个节就是安息日。那安息日是神要我们休息，不但是在身体方面，也在心灵方面得到休息。那么今天我们所看的这个第二个节期就是逾越节。是让我们看见神的拯救，神要把我们救赎出来。
And last night I was saying to you that some of these feasts were feasts that looked back to great events in the history of the people of Israel. And this is one of them which looked back to the great event of their deliverance from the land of Egypt.
昨天晚上我也提到，这些节期就是要提醒神的儿女们回想从前神在他们身上所做的大能作为。那么这个节期逾越节，那就是神在我们身上所做的最大的一个作为，把我们从最终拯救出来。
In verse 2 of Exodus chapter 12 we are told that this month, the month of the Passover, was the beginning of months.
在第十二章第二节就让我们看见这里讲这个月就是逾越节的这个月，是要把它当作一年之首的正月。
It was so important that it was the beginning of the year, Just as our deliverance in Christ, our conversion is the beginning of our spiritual life.
这逾越节是这样的重要, 所以把它放在一年的开始, 那正如同你我的得救, 在我们人生中间是这样的重要, 所以是我们, 这个凌晨的开始。
Now there are three ideas that we want to try and grasp from this. The first, I think we already have, is that in the Passover, the celebration of the Passover, they were remembering that God had delivered them from judgment.
关于逾越节有三点我要跟你们思想的。第一点刚才已经讲了, 就是逾越节表明神在我们身上的拯救。
And then secondly, there was the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, what is unleavened bread?
第二,那就是这个无酵,把酵除掉。那什么叫做无酵呢?
I think you know better than perhaps we do in Britain, because at the breaking of bread on Sunday morning, we had unleavened bread. Bread which is baked without yeast.
我想你们比我更明白,因为我们在主日我们剥饼的时候,我们就用那个无酵的饼把它剥开。
Those of you who make bread, perhaps the ladies, will know that when we put the yeast into the dough, and then we leave it for a time, and then when it is baked, the bread will rise.
那姊妹们,我们都知道,如果我们把这个酵放在这个面里面, 我们把它放在一段时间以后,它就会膨胀起来,变得很大。
To bake with leaven, to bake with yeast, takes time. It takes time to get the bread ready. And when the people of Israel left the land of Egypt, there was no time. They were leaving in a hurry.
那么使这个面要发酵,或者说需要一段的时间。以色列人出埃及的时候非常的匆忙,没有时间使这个面来发酵。
And so when they left, they made their bread, but there wasn't time for yeast, and they had unleavened bread to remind them that they were going on a journey, they were beginning a new kind of life.
所以当他们从埃及逃出来的时候,很匆忙,没有办法使这个面来发酵,所以他们就吃这个无酵饼,就让他们纪念,他们这是一个新的生活的开始,新的路程的开始。
So there is the picture. In the Passover, they were remembering that they had been delivered. In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they were remembering that God was taking them to a new kind of life.
所以这里就让我们看见两幅的图画。逾越节就讲到神的拯救,无酵节就讲到神的带领,领他们过一个新的生活。
But the third idea is that soon afterwards, they were to consecrate the firstborn to the Lord.
那么第三件事情,就是在这个以后不久, 他们就要把他们的头身分别为圣,献给神。
You remember, as we read, that when the destroying angel came into the land of Egypt, it was the firstborn who were going to die, unless they were sheltered under the blood.
你记得当那个灭命的天使来到埃及的时候, 除非这一家人的门上有血, 不然天使就要把这一家的头身的杀掉。
In other words, there would have been no firstborn ones if God had not given them blood to save them.
换句话说, 若不是神赐下血来救他们, 就不再有头身的还存留了。
The firstborn ones of the Israelites, the firstborn ones, they owed their lives to God.
所以这些以色列人的头身的, 他们的生命是神给他们的。
And so, they, after they were delivered, they gave their lives back to God who had saved them.
所以当他们蒙拯救以后, 他们把他们的生命奉献给神来谢谢他, 因为神救了他们。
The New Testament teaches us that we are God's firstborn ones, and we too should give our lives to Him, for without His salvation, we would have no life.
圣经,新约圣经告诉我们说, 我们大家就是神的头身的, 我们蒙神拯救，我们应该把我们的生命献上，为神而活。
Now, the next question is, what does all this mean to us?
下面一个问题就是，这些事情跟我们有什么意义呢？
It tells us something about our Lord Jesus Christ, and now we're going to read some verses in the New Testament.
这些事情跟主耶稣基督有关系。所以现在我们要读一点新约的圣经，让我们来明白。
First of all, John chapter 19 and verse 14.
首先，我们看约翰福音第十九章第十四节。那日是预备逾越节的日子，约有五阵。比拉多对犹太人说：“看哪，这是你们的王。”
And also verse 31.
还有三十一节，犹太人因这日是预备日，又因那安息日是个大日，就求比拉多叫人打断他们的腿，把他们拿去，免得失手，当安息日留在十字架上。
This tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified at the time of the Passover.
这里就让我们看见，我们的主耶稣基督是在逾越节的时候被钉在十字架上。
And let us now read of something which happened at the same time or just a little before in Luke chapter 22 verse 14.
我们在路加福音二十二章十四节，我们也可以看见在这个之前所发生的一件事情。路加福音二十二章十四节到十九节，时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他们同坐。耶稣对他们说：“我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的筵席。我告诉你们，我不再吃这筵席，直到成就在神的国里。”耶稣接过杯来，祝谢了，说：“你们拿这个，大家分着喝。我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁。”只等神的国来到，又拿起饼来祝谢了，就擘开递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
And this is also very wonderful, for it shows us that it was at this Passover that Jesus took the bread and the wine, which later became the breaking of bread in the church.
这一段也是很重要的。因为这让我们看见耶稣在逾越节的夜晚坐席的时候，拿起饼来祝谢了，擘开递给门徒，这就是后来我们举行擘饼纪念主的由来。
Jesus said that he wanted to eat this Passover, and for Jesus it was the last Passover.
耶稣说他愿意跟门徒们在一起吃这个逾越节的筵席，对耶稣来讲，这是他在世的时候最后一次的是逾越节的筵席。
But it was also the last Passover for his disciples too, for Jesus gave them something better and greater than the Passover. I mean the breaking of bread.
但是这一次也是门徒们最后一次吃逾越节的筵席，因为从此以后耶稣给他们一个新的一个节期，一个仪式，就是擘饼，不再是逾越节的筵席。
And let's read one more passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 6 to 8.
那我们再念一首圣经，哥林多前书第五章。哥林多前书第五章第六节到第八节。你们这自夸是不好的，岂不是一点面酵能使全团发起来吗？你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵乳。
Now this is very clear and very helpful, because it says in verse 7 that Christ is our Passover.
这里很重要也很清楚，因为在第七节这里说，耶稣基督就是我们逾越节的羔羊。
So, the Passover speaks to us of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以逾越节就对我们的意义就是耶稣基督。
And it's very wonderful to see that we can think of this now in two ways. Because the Passover speaks of our Lord Jesus in that Jesus was crucified at the very time of the Passover.
这个对我们很有意义，因为主耶稣基督就在犹太人的逾越节的时候为我们受死，钉在十字架上。
It is wonderful that his death coincided chronologically with the Passover.
可以说按照年代上时间上来讲，主耶稣基督钉十字架与犹太人的逾越节是同时。
Those who have studied it are able to tell us that Jesus died between noon and sundown on the 14th day of the month Nisan, which was the very day that the Passover lamb was sacrificed.
历史家告诉我们说，耶稣钉十字架正是在中午到黄昏的时候，正月十四号中午到黄昏的时候，这个时候正是犹太人他们过逾越节的时候。
Our God does everything exactly and precisely to the very day, and he is teaching us that although the Passover sacrifice was very important, Jesus' death is much, much more important.
所以我们的神他做事情一点也不差，他就是安排主耶稣基督在这个时候死，钉十字架，就让我们看见逾越节虽然是非常重要的事情，可是我们主耶稣基督的死更是重要。
But not only chronologically, but also theologically. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, we are told that Christ's death has the same significance as the Passover.
但是不单是在时间上，在神学上更有意义，因为哥林多前书第五章第七节就让我们看见，这个逾越节就是预表主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督就是那个逾越节的羔羊，所以他就是那个羔羊。
We read in Exodus chapter 12 that God's people had to take a lamb and they were sheltered under the blood of that lamb. In the same way, we are sheltered under Christ.
因为在出埃及记第十二章，让我们看见，当时以色列人每一家要预备一只羊羔，把这个羊羔的血涂在门楣上、门框上，他们就因着这个血而得救，血就救了他们。那么同样的，我们今天相信了耶稣基督，耶稣基督就是那逾越节的羊羔，所以我们借着耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以脱离神的审判。
So in 1 Corinthians 5 verse 7, Christ is our Passover.
所以在哥林多前书第五章第七节才说，耶稣基督就是我们逾越节的羔羊。
But notice too, in verse 8 of that chapter, we have the festival, the feast of unleavened bread, which speaks of the new kind of life which we have in Jesus Christ.
那么在第八节，哥林多前书第五章第八节接着就讲，那么我们就要过一个纪念一个无酵节，把酵除掉，那就表明我们从此以后要活出一个新的生活来，没有罪。
When God took his people out of the land of Egypt, he did not want them to take the leaven of Egypt with them.
当神要以色列人出埃及的时候，他不要他们把埃及的酵带出来。
In this passage, Paul says that leaven is like sin. And when we follow Jesus Christ, he is saying we should not take the sin of this world with us in our lives.
所以在这段圣经里，保罗就是讲，这个酵就代表罪。当我们从世界上面被神救出来的时候，我们不要把这个世界上的罪的带出来。
The old leaven is malice and evil, wrong thoughts and wrong actions. Verse 8.
第八节讲的这个旧教，就是那恶毒、阴毒、邪恶，就是那些罪恶，不要把它带出来。
But the unleavened bread, speaks of the Christian life which should be in sincerity and truth, pure thoughts, pure motives, and pure actions.
无教柄就代表一个基督徒的生活，它是一个诚实的，是一个真正的，思想上纯洁，行为上纯洁，意念上纯洁。
So in this passage we have then the Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread. But we also have, if we look at chapter 6 and verse 19 and 20, we really have the dedication of the firstborn. We're not our own, we're bought with a price.
所以在这里我们可以看见我们守逾越节有一个新生的样子。那么在第六章那里更讲到我们把我们的身体献上，我们是属于耶稣基督的，不再是旧人了。
Now, let's go back again to the Old Testament and think about the Passover and the people of Israel in Egypt.
那我们现在再回来，回到旧约，我们看见，想起这个逾越节，想起以色列人怎么样出埃及。
First thing is that when the people were in Egypt, they were in bondage.
首先，他们在埃及的时候，他们是做奴仆。
This bondage went back to the time when their forefathers had come down into the land of Egypt.
他们做奴仆受辖制，这个是从他们的祖先下到埃及以后开始的。
This bondage is like the bondage that the world is in, that we were in, the bondage of sin.
那么这样的捆绑就好像是我们从前在世界上被罪所捆绑一样。
And our bondage, like theirs, goes back in history, but back to Adam who brought sin into the world.
我们的捆绑也是从我们的祖先亚当夏娃犯罪一直留下来的。
But it was also very miserable for them in the land of Egypt. They were really slaves and they were miserable.
他们在埃及实在是受压制，做奴仆，非常的悲惨。
There was no rest. There was no peace, there was only labor and work.
没有安息，没有平安，只有劳苦，只有工作。
And this also is like the bondage of sin, which gives people no peace and keeps them in slavery and in bondage.
那这个就像是罪一样的，罪辖制人，就叫人没有安息，没有平安，劳苦。
But long ago, way back in Genesis chapter 15, God had promised that his people would be delivered in his time.
但是在以前，在创世纪第十五章，我们就可以看见神老早就应许他的儿女们将来要得到拯救。
This is also wonderful, for it tells us and reminds us that God, long before Christ came, had prophesied that Jesus would come and we would be delivered.
那这个是安慰我们，因为在主耶稣基督降生以前很久，创世纪第十五章神就应许了要差遣一位救主来拯救我们。
So their bondage is like our bondage in sin.
所以以色列人在埃及受捆绑被压制，就可以预表你我从前在罪中被罪所捆绑压制。
But now we think about the sacrifice. God was going to deliver them, and he was going to deliver them with a sacrifice, the sacrifice of a lamb.
那现在我们就想到神为我们做的挽回祭，神为我们献上的牺牲，他们是用一只羔羊使他们可以得救。
And it is not hard to see that that lamb speaks to us of the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这里我们就不难看见以色列人所杀的那一只羔羊就是预表我们的救主耶稣基督。
The lamb which they had to offer was a lamb without any blemish, speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is sinless and pure.
他们所献上的那个所杀的那个羊羔必须要是没有瑕疵的，那么没有瑕疵的羊羔那就预表我们主耶稣基督他是完全的，是没有罪的。
And they had to take the lamb, and they had to scrutinize it, they had to observe it from the 10th to the 14th day, so that they might be sure that it was without blemish.
他们把这个羊羔取来以后，要把它放几天，从十号放到十四号，来观察它，证明它是不是真正的没有瑕疵。
So our Lord Jesus Christ lived breaking of bread.
这个擘饼就是主耶稣基督在这最后一次的逾越节他所设立的。
And so when we meet together on the first day of the week to break bread and to drink the cup, we are doing something like what it was when they kept the Passover.
所以当我们每逢七日的第一日聚会擘饼的时候，我们就是在那里守逾越节。
For we are remembering the great fact of the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们借着那个擘饼，我们就纪念这一件重要的事情：耶稣基督为我们死，也为我们复活。
And when we gather together in this way, we are aware that our faith, our trust is in Him.
当我们这样的聚集的时候，我们就知道我们的信心、我们的依靠都在乎他。
And we also know that we are members together of His body in fellowship together, His children, His family.
我们也知道，我们大家聚集在一起，我们是他的肢体，我们是他的家庭，我们。这也提醒我们说，我们要这样的行，一直到他再来。
Now, I want to come finally.To say to you that these ideas of the Passover, of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and of the dedication of the firstborn are to be found in the New Testament, and especially in Paul's letter to the Romans.
最后我愿意跟各位说，这些逾越节的事情，守逾越节，除酵，吃无酵饼，还有把头生的都献上。这个在新约圣经里面都有提到。
In that letter, there are these three great ideas.
在保罗的书信里面，这三点都有提到。
First of all, in chapters 1-5, we are reminded of the doctrine of justification.
Romans
1.
在保罗的罗马书里面，这三点都有提到。首先在罗马书第一章到第五章，那里就提到我们因信称义。
We are reminded that God has delivered us in Christ from the penalty of our sins.
保罗在罗马书第一章到第五章里面就提醒我们，神在耶稣基督里面把我们从罪的刑罚里面拯救出来。
The great verse which says this is chapter 5, verse 1. We are justified by faith and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
最重要的圣经就是罗马书第五章第一节，说我们是因信称义，我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得以与神相合。
In that verse it says we are justified by faith.In chapter 3, verse 24, it says, we are justified by grace.
在五章第一节说，我们是因信称义。在第三章二十四节说，我们是因耶稣基督的救赎称义。
And in chapter 5, verse 9, it says, we are justified by blood.
第五章第九节说，我们是因他的血称义。你注意这三个：因信称义、因恩称义、因血称义。
So this also is the great picture of the Passover. We are delivered by Jesus Christ, our Passover, from the penalty of our sin.
这就是逾越节的一幅图画，这就是主耶稣基督把我们从我们罪的刑罚里面。拯救出来我们的逾越节。
But we have not only been delivered from the penalty of our sins, but we are also delivered from the power of sin in our lives.
但是我们基督徒不但要从罪的刑罚里面被拯救出来，神也把我们从罪的权势 power, 罪的那个辖制那个权势里面拯救出来。
And in chapter 6 of Romans and in the chapters that follow, the apostle speaks, as in verse 4, of a new kind of life, newness of life.
那么从第六章开始，往后的这几章，就是保罗所讲到神怎么样把我们从罪的权势里面救出来，给我们过一个，让我们过一个新的生活。
This is the picture which we saw in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The people who were delivered were called to a new kind of life.
这个就是无酵节的图画，一幅无酵节。无酵节就是把那个酵除掉，我们要过一个新的没有罪的生活。
This new life we have through the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那么这个新的生活，我们是借着圣灵的恩赐而活出来的。
And we shall learn more of this in other meetings.
那么以后我们要讲这些方面。
And then finally, in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and verse 2, we have this wonderful thought of presenting our bodies a living sacrifice to God.
然后最后，在罗马书第十二章一节二节，我们就可以看见，正是好像逾越节的时候，以色列人把头生的献上分别为圣一样，我们应该把我们的身体当作活祭献给神。
We are delivered in Christ. We have a new life in the Holy Spirit, and God wishes us to give Him our lives.
所以我们刚才讲的第一，我们在耶稣基督里面蒙了拯救，罗马书第一章到第五章。那么第二，我们有一个新的生活，罗马书第六章开始的那一段，我们把旧教除掉。那么然后第三，我们在罗马书第十二章会看见，把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
This is the picture of the Passover, the unleavened bread, and the dedication of the firstborn.
那么这就是那个逾越节、无酵节，还有把头生的献上，那个分别为圣的这一个图画。
Some years ago, I heard a very lovely story about a little girl who lived in America.
多年以前，我读到一个故事，讲了一个小女孩子在美国。
During the World War in America, when a family lost a son in the battles, they would put a star in the window of their home.
有一个家庭，因为在二次大战的时候，他们有一个男孩子去在军中打仗，在前方就阵亡了，所以他们就在那个窗户上贴了一个心，剪了一个心啊，贴在玻璃上，来纪念他们阵亡的这个男孩子。
This star was to say that the family had given a son.
那么这个心就代表说，这个家庭他们是为国家牺牲了他们的儿子。
Somewhere in America, a little girl was going to bed one night.And as the sun was setting, she looked out of her bedroom window and she saw the bright evening star in the sky.
那么家里面一个小妹妹，有一天晚上，她从这个窗户里面看出去，在黄昏的时候，她看见天上有一颗很亮的星。
And she said to her mother, Mommy, look, look at the star. And then she said, God has given a son too.
他就看见天上的这颗星了，他就叫他的妈妈，他说，妈妈，你看那个星，上帝的儿子也死了，所以他也摆个星在那个地方。
And this is the great truth that we are thinking of this morning. God has given his son, the Lamb of God, our Passover, so that we might be delivered from our sins.
那么这是一幅图画，让我们看见这个家庭里面死了一个儿子，他就把一个星贴在玻璃上，上帝的儿子为我们死了，他把一个心放到天上，他为我们做了逾越节的羔羊。
He has given his son, and he wants us to give our lives to him.
他牺牲了他的儿子，他要我们把我们的生命献上给他。
Jim Elliot, a young man who gave his life for Christ in Ecuador this century, said these words.
我们知道多年以前在南美洲的厄瓜多尔那边， 有几个美国的青年人宣教士到那边去宣教，后来被当地的土人所杀害了。其中有一个人，他的名字叫做 Jim Elliot， 他曾经讲过这么一句话，
He is no fool who gives to God what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose。
他说一个人把他的生命献给神绝对不是傻瓜，一个人把他的生命留着留不住的。
May God bless this study to us all this morning。
愿神赐福给我们今天早晨在这里所思想神的话。做几句报告和更正，昨天晚上我们提到那个主日七日的第一日把奉献要抽出来留着，那个经文我说错了，那是哥林多前书第十六章，不是第六章，哥林多前书第十六章第二节。那么今天早晨他提到的那一个 Elliot， 那个在南美洲为主寻道的那一位，他所讲的话我没有把意思翻得很完全，所以我跟他再要了这几句话，我再翻得更清楚一点给各位思想。刚才我们讲到奉献，把我们自己献上为主而活，放在祭坛上。那么这一位他讲这个话，他说一个人把自己所不能保守的东西奉献给神，去得到那个不会失去的东西，这个人不是傻瓜。意思就是说，我们这个生命我们没有办法保守，总要死去的，这个生命总要过去的，把这个不能够保持住、永远保持住的这一个生命、这个东西，去给神，而得到那个不会失去的、永远不会失去的那个生命，这个人绝对不是傻瓜，这是最聪明的人。另外，关于他的这一次讲的计划，我稍微报告一下。大概头一天，昨天晚上我们提到，他讲的有八个节期。他本来的计划是每一次一共八次，每一次讲一个节期，所以我也是这样的想，他是这个意思，所以我也报告了。不过今天早晨我发现他讲了两个节期，所以我就问他，因为他把第二、第三都讲了，就是逾越节跟无酵节都讲了。我说那你还有五次，你只有四个节期了。他说对了，他说因为我早上我的准备的材料不够讲两次，所以我一次都讲了。那今天晚上他就要讲第四个节期，虽然是第三次讲到，他要讲第四个节期，叫初熟节。那么这样子到最后一天的早晨，礼拜五的早晨呢，他要也许做一个总括的讲，或者做一个结论，或者讲另外一点的信息，我报告一下。